This is Harness Edge, giving you the edge on harness racing this week in Tasmania.
And two meetings in Hobart coming up over the next 2 days, or two meetings in Tasmania, should I say, Launceston and tonight with 11 races on the card and a 7-event program, Monday night harness racing in Hobart. And Kevin Nielsen joining us online. Morning, Kev.
Good morning, Cole.
Just turned back the clock 7 days, and of course we had the Dandy Patch final last week, and we spoke about this last Sunday morning with Boss and Hagen and Jerry's Jet. They've had a couple of wonderful duels. Jerry's Jet had had the nod in those duels thus far, but Boss and Hagen got the prize, albeit narrowly, in the Dandy Patch.
Yeah, he'd been chasing him around, Cole, but I got the very draw, led up, and it was a great war for the last, in fact, all the races, especially the last half lap, and I think it was too exciting in those two to look forward in the future. You cannot knock Jerry's Jet one little bit, and it's great to see another horse that stepped up and mixed it with him.
Yeah, it's always good to have a couple like that, isn't it? And they look like they will just continue to go through and become very good harness racing paces as we continue to have down here in Tasmania. What's been happening through the week on the interstate front?
A bit of activity over the weekend. Melton, Manangal, and also Albion and Park. We'll quickly go through them. The majority and Hugo Play both finished just slightly worse than midfield. Last night at Albion Park, Big Z was midfield. A little bit of chicken fried, went to a different league in the 4 and 5 year old championship and finished last, but not too far away. Interesting though, the race was won by Chili Palmer. Now, 12 months ago, Chili was having his first start in Australia, and it was at this meeting at Launceston tonight. It was a two horse breeders' crown meet, and he finished second to Patrick Cutie. So it's interesting to see where these horses can go 12 months on the track. He's won a high class 4 and 5 year old championship last night, Chili Palmer. Manangal on last night, that were the best results for Tasmania. Good second again by later on, owned by Zeke Slater, now trained in New South Wales by Dennis Wilson. And Corrada Impulse, very solid run by the filly for Wayne and Gay Rattray. She finished third, did plenty of work early, took cover when she couldn't lead and battled on courageously. Great run. Mm-hmm. And last night at Cranbourne, there were a couple that went around as well. Major Rama was a solid second from the death, and Tesman Zoe was back in a C6 and better free-for-all. Looked a real place chance in that 100 out, but I think the gap closed. She broke out of herself and was only beaten about 5 metres. So, just summary of horses over the last couple of days, Colin.
The race at Launceston tonight, a big program, 11 races, although we might be able to find the winner of the last. That doesn't look too tough on the card, but it's a Kevin Gillies appreciation night.
Yes, and they're acknowledging a great work that Kevin Gillies is facing a really significant health challenge at the moment, Kev. And he'll be there tonight, smiling as usual, enjoying harness racing. And all the races, or the majority of the races, are named after good horses that Kevin had.
Great to see. And, sorry?
No, you don't, Colin, sorry.
No, I was just going to say, it's great to see the LPC appreciating. And Kevin, as we know, is having a tough time at the present time.
Well, it's something we need to see more of, not only when people are having a tough time, but just appreciating what the many good people in harness racing have done. I think the LPC may have a couple other things in mind along that line as well.
You mentioned Patrick Cutie, it's going around there tonight, along with another smart one in Franco Sheffield.
Yeah, that's his standouts at the moment. Patrick Cutie heading towards the Breeders' Crown, and he's doing everything right as he charges towards that in mid-August. Franco Sheffield, very smart 3-year-old. He's not in the Breeders' Crown, but I understand he's going to Melbourne in the next couple of weeks, and they might have a race or two picked out for Franco Sheffield in Melbourne.
I mentioned the last race number 11, ahead of the Breeders' Crown. Baringa scared everybody off.
Yeah, she has. The race was originally scheduled for Hobart on Monday night. Seen that Dick's only about half an hour from the Loxton track, and all she has to do is go around. The race has been transferred to there, and I noticed that New Zealand on Friday night, it might have been at Addington in the south. There were 2-1 horse breeders' crowns each, so Tasmania's not the only place that have run horse hoops, and Brenda probably deserves this actually after the bad luck she had in the Super Series final, Big Red Series. She gets an easy league into the semi-final of the Breeders' Crown.
All right, let's have a look at the Punter's Corner and Jamie Cockshut's tips. What's his quaddy tips for the meeting in Launceston tonight? The first leg is race 5.
Yeah, Jamie's helping out a lot here. His numbers in race 5 are 11, 9, 1, and 4. Mr. Ryan Jack, now with Mark Butler. And any horse Mark Butler gets you must respect. He's got a great knack of improving horses. Really solid first up. Just run down late. It was 159.3 for the 2090 when it got run down. That's smart time. The Family Guy, number 9, pretty best form. Will be a good run through here. Push forward to the breeze. That's his racing style. Sewell from the pocket won at Launceston last time. Bit of interference early in the race, but was still good enough to win. And number four, my mate Les, has been solid recently. 11, 9, 1 and 4.
Okay, and Jamie's thoughts, League 2, race 6.
He owns Franco Sheffield along with Barry Weston, and he's put it on top, and you have to. It's 4, 9, 5 and 3. Racing in great form. 4 from 5 this present. I think the defeat was first up. It probably wasn't quite right. 6 and 7 overall. Really hard to see this horse getting beaten. But if the pace is on, Clamorous can get home very hard late. A smart 4-year-old. And if there's any flaw in Franco Sheffield's makeup, and he does go up into the open grade this week, Franco Sheffield, although he's had a couple of easier runs in open grade the last couple. Number 5, Delightful Lulu, was solid for Nick Alexander, first up a fortnight ago. And number 3, White the Smile, always thereabouts. So it's 4, 9, 5 and 3 in race 6.
Quality League 3 is race 7.
Yeah, tough on this one too. 3, 7, 6 and 1, Jamie's going for Mellow Lynn. Last up third to Remember Joe and the Majority. Now, that's a pretty hot form. The Majority went to Milton on Friday night. It was a good run by the Majority at Milton. And Remember Joe, of course, almost beat Patrick Cutie a couple of starts back, and he's well and truly franked the form since then with a couple of solid runs, Remember Joe. So that places Mellow Lynn in a good position. Talk about Dexter, number 7, probably one of the most improved horses in Tasmania overall. Remember him winning a couple of ordinary races early in his career, but he just seems to get better every run. Loves the pace on. And Mill Park Maestro, number 6, is probably the one that will ensure that. He's got a one-paced racing style, and that is to go up and attack. And for third, number 1, which is A Madman Comes Unknown. He might be suited by the barrier draw. 3, 7, 6 and 1.
Right, I'm in the final leg of the quaddie in Launceston is race 8.
3, 1, 4 and 5. And number 3, of course, is Patrick Cutie. We all know he's getting ready for the Breeders' Crown. He's dominating open class racing in Tasmania at the moment. And there's no reason to suggest that might happen again tonight. Although, Remember Joe's drawn barrier 1, and he's a much better horse when he leads, Remember Joe. There's nothing wrong with him when he's back in the field, but he's better when he leads. He may serve it up to Patrick Cutie tonight. It'll be interesting to see that one. Our trainer command, number 4, is in the twilight of his career, but drawn to get a good run here, and Al Mel's dream, number 5. Second and first, his first two Tasmania starts before unplaced last time, forget that. So it's 3, 1, 4 and 5 at the last leg of the quaddie.
Alright, you get all Jamie's thoughts on the website, the Tas Racing website. Click on the Harness Racing, navigate down to Putter's Corners. It's a very easy place to find, and of course he'll have all his thoughts on tomorrow's Harness Race meeting in Hobart, that 7 event card. Kevin, thanks for your time.
My pleasure, Colin.
Kevin Nielsen joining us, talking Harness Racing. Simon Stout with his thoughts on the meeting in Hobart. That is Tasmanian Turf Talk and Harness Edge. Look forward to your company again next Sunday morning. Bye for now.